3. Zoology. Listen to a lecture in a zoology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Well, I hadn't really planned on going over this, but one of the students asked me about it, and, well, I think it's pertinent to a discussion on anthrozoology. Anyway, today's lecture is going to be about the sport called falconry. Since we're talking about the relationships between humans and animals, we'll contrast this discussion with our previous topic of people and dogs. Falconry is a sport that began in Central Asia about, 4,000 years ago. In essence, a person would raise and train a falcon and then use the falcon to hunt. The falcon will hunt for food when its trainer decrees, and it will bring back whatever prey it finds. This correlates closely with how we said that dogs and people hunt together. However, the motivations are where things start to diverge. We discussed how dogs have a bond with people. They want to please their owners. However, falcons don't really bond with owners. In fact, they really only hunt to get a meal, not to please anyone but themselves. We people are actually the enemy, naturally. That's probably why falconry isn't really a popular sport, especially for hunting. But some people still do it today, but mostly just because they like falcons, I suppose.
1. How does the professor organize the lecture? 2. Why does the professor mention the relationship between dogs and people? 3. How does the professor support the idea that falcons do not form bonds with humans?